not one, huh?
No, what do you think, Spike?
Nothing, yet.
Aww.
All right, welcome back. Episode 10. We've had 3 weeks rest, and it's
the somewhat comeback special.
Comeback special, somewhat returning to the scene of the crime. We're trying to make a comeback, and we're coming back from the Jaguar Club live here tonight. Some of the same old panel. We've got Birchett here with us tonight. How are you, Birchett?
It took me until about 4 p.m. before I noticed that. So, a bit of a waste, really.
Also, the loosest man of Pooshie. He's there. He's back.
Good evening, everybody. Okay.
And Woodstock. Woodstock's back with us. How are you, Woody? Fresh back from Japan?
I'm good, mate. A bit tight.
And the man getting beers out of the cooler now, Andy Scott, or...
Casey Kasem.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
It only took him 10 episodes, but he finally got my name right.
There you go. And a special edition tonight's broadcast, Hilsey.
Hill, that is. Swimming pools. Movie star.
How are you, Hilsey?
Happy to be here.
One question, you're excited for your first podcast?
Feel like a virgin.
No. Oh, anyway, we'll kick on. We've got a big cast tonight. We've got a lot of stuff to get through. So I think we'll kick it off with the Lumberjack report from the game from the weekend. Bang. Due to the layoff, we've missed a bit of action, but we've got Woodstock in here tonight on the panel to fill us in what happened on the Japanese tour. Woody, can you give us the goods?
Sure can, mate. Great tour. Love Japan. Hospitable place. Very friendly, just like Japanese are supposed to. All work bloody well. Got there in good form, right at the height of bird flu. So, not a bad start. But in Japan, yeah. So we played the men's and we played the women's. 2 days, 50 over cricket. Serious stuff, mate. Serious stuff.
And I'd like to say you weren't just travelling, it wasn't just the bashes, you had other Shanghai cricketers with you. Could you tell us who was in there?
Mate, I'll tell you what, it was mostly bashes. We had a huge support. We had Jabba. Sanjay Jabba came out from the US.
But is he a basher? Is he now a
Technical point. We've got to talk about that.
There was some discussion about that, I believe.
Rock the Rakesh, Duracell... he went down. You hear about that?
Oh, yes. There's a story.
The big fella went down. The basher's gone to ground. Yeah. But who else we have? Oh, we have the pusher. We have Brandy, myself. Yep, all good.
Talk us through, too. I remember last time Statsy was on here, he was saying the backdrop, Mount Fuji, was quite impressive. Was it good?
Yeah, look, it's absolutely gorgeous, mate. This Fuji is this quiet little town a couple of hours out of Tokyo. We got there on the bus. And turned up the next morning, and there she is. There's the bloody great mountain there, and the cricket pitch down at the bottom of it. And so you're playing with this thing hanging over the top. The Zen was very powerful. Let me tell you how powerful the Zen was. You know my big Gray Nichols cricket bat, the power spot. It's been missing for about a year and a half.
Hasn't been oiled ever.
And it's a pretty Zen place, this Mount Fuji. End of the first day underneath the mountain. Just sitting there after a good day of cricket. I haven't seen this bat in a year and a half. Somebody's floating around.
Thieves.
Is this anybody's bat? I was sitting there having a beer and didn't look at it. Hang on a minute. Hang on. I'll be buggered if my bat didn't turn up.
How about that?
Mount Fuji. In the middle of nowhere.
Who had it?
How did it get there? I had to start asking questions.
Tess Mellis would have had it.
Close. George Kleptomaniac Capitelli.
Oh! Five finger discount.
My bat stashed under his house for a year and a half, looking after it, no doubt. He's probably trying to do the right
thing. Sounds like a sex toy to me.
there it was, under Mount Fuji, my bat materialised, mate. Klepto Capitelli. Has he got that name already, or should we give it?
Five chins discount, Capitelli.
That night, what do we have? We had Ainsley screaming down this quiet little Fuji town in a wheelchair at about 1 o'clock in the morning. It was a pretty good result. He took it back, yeah. And we lost the cricket.
Any honourable mentions though, performance wise?
Look, Cranky did a great job. He was the best batsman on the day one. Darren Bird's bowled brilliantly, got 4 or 5 on.
Talk us through Duracell, mate. Talk us through that.
Duracell, mate. The leg spinners come on. They took down a couple of us. Big Adrian gets in there, Duracell.
It's
the slowest ball you've ever seen. He gently tries to just work it round his legs. Next thing, he's on the ground. It was that easy. On the ground, screaming in pain, missed the ball completely, and so we sent him off to hospital. He was real crook, and he comes back from hospital with the iPod the picture on his iPhone. He's got like 3 breaks across his. That upper arm bone there, everything just fell to pieces. Yeah. So anyway, halfway through, after he comes back,
can we get that picture for the website?
Yeah, we need it. We need it.
Or the X-ray.
But he still came back from the hospital for the fine session. He's a true batter.
Probably more feet.
Absolutely, he's dialed, but he was there.
Duracell living up to his name.
Sensational,
unstoppable.
So how would you'd wrap it up, Woodstock? You got a bit more or?
Mate, there's some of the highlights. I think the funniest thing was Frank Tonner getting hit by the ladies. Mate. He decides to front up to the ladies and he's in it, suing it off. He's going to have a piece of them. He would have got hit 8 times. They just kept smacking him, mate. It saved a hell of a lot of runs.
Jumping in there, Woody. How were the ladies? How were the Japanese ladies?
I tell you what, they were...
More representative of the country than the men's side, from what I hear.
Look, they're an absolute pleasure to watch. They were all over the place.
Literally.
There were 3 of them on every ball, and they hit the stumps every time, and there'd be 2 of them backing up.
It's
only 11 in a team. Except the really cute one that came in about, like, 6 or 7. Well, this is looking good. There's the cutest one all day. Bloody Denzel, cranky, bowls her out first ball.
Is it true you've taken an assistant coaching job with the Japanese women's...
Well, look, I had to entertain the possibility.
So all round, it was a good weekend. If it comes up again, you'd recommend it to other bachelors?
Absolutely. We're all going to go back next year. Went into Tokyo. Food was great. Well organised. Ainsley Mann, the pusher, did a great job putting everything together. Big thanks to our team.
Yeah.
Big thanks to Altec, the sponsors in Japan, who just looked after us and took us everywhere, and we had a great time. We're going back.
And I guess George Capitelli, get a therapist, mate.
I'm going to have a little yard for George Capitelli.
Later on in the cast, I've got a bit of a sneak announcement, a bit of a preview.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Woody. Very insightful.
No worries, mate. We'll be back there.
So, moving on to more recent times, I guess.
The Lumberjack Report. I wasn't there. Dino wasn't there. Woody, were you there in the weekend for the business?
Mate, couldn't be. Sent out some pies. They went down quite a treat.
Pies.
Yeah, I'm saving myself up for future pleasure.
So you were there in spinach, you might say.
Big shout out for Woodstock as well.
Yeah, you did.
Woody was there in spinach. He wasn't there. But anyway... Now, are you going to give us the...
Look, mate, I only went out as... I wasn't selected. Because in the nets on Thursday, of course, I bowled the captain out a few times, so I don't think that went down too well.
Who is on the selection committee?
Yeah, who is selecting this team?
I tell you what, at drinks on Thursday after practice, they spent a good 3 hours...
They were very antisocial.
And they pick a team that, anyway, I'll let you do the report, but 50 odd wides or something like that.
Well, there's another side
there's
to that
controversy
story,
of course.
To that. Yeah.
Or controversy.
So, what happened when we put out the
I basically went out as 13th man, basically to drink the beer because I knew they weren't up to that task.
Of course not.
I took care of that for them pretty well, I think.
Yes.
So, I'm probably not the best person with that in mind to give this report, but there was sent into bat by the anti-basher via his puppet captain. And
the puppet master, is that his new name, you think?
Oh, they are puppet a puppet master. Regime.
Yes. Which is stats he said he was going to do that last anyway, which I think is probably a bit stupid given the fact that it's it was a beautiful, hot, steamy day and much nicer to be fielding out later in the evening. But anyway, so the batches went in, well, the hot dogs went in and...
The Jaguar is really
the Jaguar is walking around with a pyramid. What?
Again, we're hosted by the Jaguar. Jaguar, say hello to the listeners.
Yet again, radio fails to.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have such a variety of characters here tonight with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the pyramid.
Thank you
for the pyramid. Is this a
recording? You've got the ash in there.
We are recording.
So, Kick, what happened? We get put into bat.
Yes. Oh, no. We're put into field.
Field.
Does that make sense? Yeah. And, well, there was... I don't think anyone performed particularly badly.
Because when I rang Andy, or I might have rang you, and I got a report that we had them down... They're 30 odd on the board, more than 3 or 4 down.
Yeah, it was a good start, but the wides were there, and the wides just kept on coming to the point where, including a few no balls from Cranky, finished up bowling basically an extra 11 overs.
What?
And talk around the campfire is that he nearly got fired for it.
He would have got fired for it
if
Mr. Tickles hadn't dropped... The anti-basher.
Dropping the anti-basher for your 5 foot is that's not
I'm
just
sure
a fine for the day. That's
fine
an end-of-season fine.
Are they fine? Are they really fine?
I think so. But, well, you can talk us through the reason why there were so many wides there, mate, because you were paying attention.
I scored the first innings, and there was a bit of controversy coming out of that in that... yet again, the SEC failed to provide a neutral umpire. Hopefully this is something they can correct with their new policy of paying umpires, but we shall see.
Yeah.
Regardless, there was no neutral umpire, and therefore the batting team had to supply an umpire, and the captain or the puppet master or whoever decided to send out said umpires on the hot dog side sent out someone who couldn't distinguish between a like by, a wide, or a by when no shot was offered.
Well, I've seen a fair share of dodgy sort of cases, but that just sounds a bit blatant for the Shanghai Cricket Club. You don't send out some muppet who knows nothing to umpire.
I'm putting it down. I'm verging on reading.
I think incompetence is basically.
It was basic incompetence.
Apparently,
well,
no.
Is it incompetence or negligence?
Oh, shit, it could be a highbrow. The Jaguar Club. What does that even mean?
But it did have the effect of getting in the heads of the bashers, and it did produce probably the most disgraceful on-field incident of the entire league.
That's
cricket
right.
This year so far.
They've got
2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds out at the boundary in Basher's Corner.
Plus some people coming to watch their first game of cricket.
Family people.
There was a good turnout in Basher's Corner.
And suddenly they were inundated with the foulest of foul language.
This sounds almost...
Coming from the... non-striker's end.
Batsman number 7 for the hot dogs. We won't name.
See, I find that quite...
It was not in the spirit of cricket.
Because we all often get brought down in the Shanghai cricketing circles of bringing the game into disrepute. Well, and we accept that, and we try to curb our conduct, you might say.
Then you get
the man coming out and just not practicing what he's preaching. I'm going to put it to the rest of the community.
It's not on.
Emails or comments and questions can be sent to broadcast at bashercc.org.
Is there a blog on this? Is there a posting?
Anyway, so how did we go in batting?
Batting, well, that came next.
The captain who put himself in as third man was out for a duck.
I
take that back. The club captain was
out. Yeah, seven balls. A main and over.
It was a Nike-like performance.
First ball of the next over. Yeah. He was gone, yes. I think that was the only duck of the day.
There was a Nike Newton-like performance.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, a bit of a top order sort of collapse, and the fellas at the bottom there, the likes of, once again, Filthy, did all right. I think the star batsman for me was Papsmere. But it was all too late by then, really.
Well, I've got one question. Was the attack lacking some sort of potent leg spin?
Oh!
Hang on.
There was no spinners in the attack.
Oh, well, there you go.
How many times he bowled this season, Kate?
Once.
And he's taken three wickets.
Perhaps he should retire.
Yeah, no.
My point exactly. No. Next question.
So, I saw the score. We were only, 10 away? So, was it close to the end?
The tail wagged well enough to give them a bit of a scare and to frustrate the hell out of them. So... that was the highlight of the day, really.
But then at the end of it all, the Bashers are still on top of the league thanks to their performance and wicket-taking ability.
Well, I think that showed, by the sounds of the Lumberjack report, we showed integrity in that game and we played it in a fair spirit. And we might have just come up short, but I think we'll take the hot dogs next time.
We could have easily rigged it because, of course, technically there was no score for the first innings.
Yes, because as the home team, they failed to provide a scorekeeper.
When they were batting, they still couldn't score.
Well, hang on, this should go to the higher echelon to the SEC.
That'd be a bit of a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah, but that...
Point taken.
That's work out on
Let's take a moral victory.
Okay, I think that's enough for the Lumberjack report.
As we always do.
Insightful comments and very controversial. That was a good report, boys. Controversial comments there. Good stuff.
Hi, this is Ian Healy. We're on the Bashers broadcast, and the hot dogs, we're coming for you this year.
Around the wicket.
Back in there this week, we've all been talking topic. Chris Lewis.
I'm shocked.
13 years.
Not much to say. Andy, what do you?
Scottish ladies seemed to like him when he was in Shanghai.
The war.
Well, anyway, moving on. Enjoy your time, Chris.
If you have computer access to iTunes, yeah. Bruce.
Download the Bosch podcast every week.
It'll keep you company on those.
There's a lot of cliches we check out there, but you know, if you do the crime, you do the time.
We'll call you for steaming in sometime.
Next thing I'd like to move on to, 2020 World Cup coming up. I've been watching the IPL quite closely. This is a question I want to put out to you. I'll put it to you, Woodstock and Dino. I'm thinking the teams like Pakistan and India are going to have so much of an advantage after having their best players in the IPL. And now the Aussies, all the good Aussies in the IPL were retired players, and the Aussie team has not been playing so much. They haven't been.
I don't think you can count the Aussies out.
No, I'm not counting them out. I'm just saying they're going in more underprepared than some of the other teams that have had players in the IPL. What would you say? What's the yes or no?
I would
rate the Indians. I think they're a good side anyway.
Yeah.
Limited overs cricket, even better.
Well, yeah, pretty good in the test, but the batting lineup is as good as you'll get. And I think in the 2020, You know, their bowling's probably not as strong, but I think in the 2020, it's not so important. You need a good medium paces, just putting it Glenn McGrath style on the dime.
L&L.
All right, what I'm going to do here, what I'm going to check out here now with the panel then, is that this, right now I'm going to let you all tell me who you think will win the 2020 World Cup, and every week I'll ask you the same question again until the final. And we'll see who was there or thereabouts, okay, or who made a dick of themselves.
Lovely.
I'm going to put out there, I think, New Zealand will win it.
No. they'll make the semi-finals and lose.
That's Dino?
Are the Stoners playing?
They are in there.
Well, I'll come last. Okay. Nah,
who do you think will win?
No. Seriously? Of course Australia's got a good chance, mate.
So you think they'll win?
Yeah, at this stage, yes.
2020.
Yeah. I want to go toward the Westies, but I think their strengths lie in one day of test cricket, so I'm going to go with India.
India? Yeah. What's up?
I think Aussies will be cohesive enough, mate.
Yeah.
They'll have the real good.
Watch out for dark horses like Sri Lanka.
I'm a bachelor. Pakistan could be greedy.
Mm.
But, I would say at this stage, safest bet would be India.
Okay. All right, there we go. There's the panel's views. Next one I'll kick on around the wicket. Love the delivery around the wicket. We've been giving England a lot of stick in the first 9 episodes. It seems they've found a bit of form now. They're taking the West Indians out.
Have you seen that?
No, I've been watching cricket, but they've been telling me that is indeed the case.
Well, yes, I have seen a little bit.
But you gotta thank the English, because all they're doing is helping the television ratings ahead of the Ashes.
Oh. And isn't it quite coincidental that Chris Lewis just got done and the West Indies are playing England at the moment? Who smuggled them in up their ass? Anyway, they're getting the hiding at the moment. Oh, shit. So, moving on around the weekend.
They're probably just having a good time.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Well, they've announced the Ashes squad for Australia.
Oh, good.
Any comments on that?
Australia's
good. Yeah, it looks fantastic. Simons. Yeah, you're okay with that. Monkey Simons?
He's had enough chances.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that comment.
Don't
agree with that at all.
All right, tell us, hey, here's your chance to shine.
Nilsie. Simons, like all the rest, like Matty Hayden, the Queenslanders have still got it, should be in the squad. Simons should be there. He's talent.
Yes,
he's talent. And when they need him, he delivers.
Would have Steve Price wicket-keeping if you were your way, mate. So.
I reckon after Wednesday, he might be... He might be
it's not
right.
A point of form. It's a point of attitude. I'm not saying I'm a big Simon supporter.
But it's just don't like the zinc.
No, well, I love the pink zinc. I love all that, mate. I love it. But it's just
black and white minstrel look.
Cricket now is a professional sport, and it's not like it was.
So you're saying that Simons is not a professional?
I'm saying he's a loose cat, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? He would really fit in with us here, but maybe the Australian cricket team, maybe they're a little bit different to us.
They're lost.
Now, is their squad going to suffer because they don't have as much slow bowlers, and it tends to be quite fast bowler-centric?
Whatever.
Well, I think they'll get enough out of the English
pitches. Does it matter since they're playing England? It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. they'll get enough out of the English pitches with the quicks. I don't think they'll.
Yeah,
not so much.
I'm going to ask you this. Is the coach of Australia good enough? John Buchanan ruled that team and he got the best out of every player.
Mm.
Can this coach do the same thing?
Jeff Marshall also did. Also, Bobby Simpson did. I mean, it's only the Australian coach is basically a caretaker on the side. I mean, that's
babysitter.
That's it, really. Alan Border, won the Ashes in 1989. Alan Border ran that side. I mean, you've seen him with the old guys and Terry Waterman and those fellas. I mean, the coach is a subsidiary factor again, personally.
No, Buchanan wasn't a subsidiary.
Nah,
Buchanan was.
Shane Warne paid his guts.
I don't care.
Well,
I don't like Shane Warne.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. It's on air.
We're getting off the subject here. But anyway, good.
I was going through my Mrs. Phone.
Good chat.
So it's personal.
Oh, okay.
That's all I've really got for around the wicket. Well, I've
got one question there, since we're doing it in this form this week, put out there. Which cricket team would win the boat race? Obviously, Andrew Symons would be back in the Australian side.
Bernie would be bought out of retirement.
I mean, you'd have to imagine the Pakistanis wouldn't do so well, or the Bangladeshis. But
I think the West Indians could give it a go.
I reckon, yeah.
You reckon? Red Stripes.
But I mean, the Kiwis—they got Jesse Ryder.
For everyone. Anyway,
you'd probably get disqualified.
Yeah. Good stuff, guys. Good insight. I'm sure the listeners, their IQs have fucking dropped. anyway, moving right along.
Log it in. Booyah.
Thanks, guys.
Kicking on to a segment that we call The Night Watchman. Tank.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
All right. Well, we've got lots of happening stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks, in the next month and a half or so.
I'm excited.
Oh.
You're always excited.
How can you not be? We've got June 13th, the Sheridan Showdown.
Oh, get it
boxing
on there.
Boxing at its finest.
Let's get ready to room bell.
Yeah, look out for the next broadcast, by the way. It's going to be a Showdown Special.
Showdown Special. To preview everything, a black tie event. Can't be missed. Following that, June 14th, the next day, lots of hungover bashers on the field for a doubleheader of Bashers cricket. That'll be all day Sunday. And then the week on from that, June 19th,
20th, 21st.
Hello.
Hello.
Ni hao, Nanjing.
Nanjing.
Let's get ready to roo roo.
Nanjing.
And there is some development from that section.
There he is. How is your boyfriend?
June 28th is another match. Bashers versus the Bulldogs.
That's a pleasure match.
That's a pleasure match.
So if any of your interests include watching, viewing, and loving leg spin, get along and watch that game.
Following on from that, we've been invited by the Beijing boys who were down here last weekend. 2 weeks ago, rather. Up for the Beijing Sixes, July 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. That is the American Independence Day, so don't expect a lot of Americans on the cricket pitch.
There's
also another pleasure match.
There's also a pleasure match in Shanghai, July 5th. That's the Sunday. So you can also find all of this on the website. That's basherscc.org/blog. Download the schedule. Get amongst it. Have it updated to your computer, mobile phone, or other electronic device. You can send us your emails at broadcast@basherscc.org. And, of course, this broadcast and every other one is available on the iTunes Music Store for download.
Wonderful.
Do you have to go or something? Because you just did your whole broadcast.
That was classic blindside action.
That was awesome.
Beautiful
job.
So,
let's just go straight into the drinks break.
We are drinking.
Okay.
And we're not breaking.
We're getting loose, obviously, here. Thursday night, I'm not sure if there are drinks.
It has to
go out to the masses. It's a holiday.
It is. Drinks are on.
You told me.
Practice is off. Stats, he posted it online.
He's a skipper.
It's been made official.
Okay. What else is happening?
But why would you, 2 or 3 weeks out from the Nanjing tour, cancel practice? Because you need to be practicing to face these Nanjing boys. The salty ducks are ready to take you on.
Nanjing salty ducks.
Guys, can I?
Hammer's been showing them his leg spin. This is how you do. This is how you can deconstruct Denzel.
Yeah, true. I want to bring up one thing for the drinks break. We had the Indian night. Was that last Friday night?
On the summer.
It was an experiment. The first time we did it, it was a great night. We've learnt from that, and we're going to tweak it, modify it, and next time there's going to be a few changes. We will have a buffet.
Have you been working in the kitchen?
I've been invited to the kitchen, but I said no. But they are a sponsor of the greatest.
Yeah, look, it's a great sponsor. It's a good venue. We just have to work out some kinks and lots of great.
Oh, dude, it was great. I mean, the food was wonderful.
Chicken tikka.
Oh, yes.
Slowly cooked Rogan Josh.
And you know, from my perspective as a parent, right down the street from a DVD shop with lots of Ben 10 videos. So.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
pasta with the chickpeas.
Mm. Thank you, sir. Thank you, President.
Oh, that's awesome. I only even had one bite of it. It's magic.
Oh, yeah.
Magic.
Yeah.
Nanjing Tour. I'll give you guys a lowdown what's happening. Newground is the agricultural university.
Oh, getting rural.
Getting rural. Yeah, it's a bit bigger ground. Still the square boundaries will be a bit short, but they've got to mow everything for us. So mow the grass down to a nice... level, so that's good.
Snakes?
I saw a snake when I was out at the phys ed school. It's true. Yeah, I did.
Awesome.
And karma.
Apart from that, I think we've got, we have got six teams organised. We've got one team sponsored by Jimmy's Bar. We'll give him a ring later. One is the NIS school.
Love Jimmy.
And another one, my mate Azeem, his team, unnamed yet.
Oh, we can give him a name.
Yeah.
We're good at that.
Yeah, no name.
And obviously we'll have our three teams. Who's in that bird shit? There's the Woodstock Haze is one of them.
Well, yeah, the Purple Haze. We think we haven't quite exactly nailed this down, but what we're going to do is we're going to have three captains, and then the Thursday before we leave, we're going to go to the Bamboo and have maybe a couple of drinks while we're there, and we're going to auction off all the players IPL style. The captains will be given 69,000 basher bucks to spend on the players of their choice.
Don't go spend it all on leagues
for the teams.
I will work for beer.
Right.
Does that mean Denzel goes for $1?
Well, I think he probably has to dip into his own pocket to get a game.
Oh, shocking.
But the idea of the weekend playing wise is we go up on the Thursday afternoon about about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone will develop swine flu symptoms and leave work early, and congregate at the Boo, where we'll get on the bus, and there'll be hopefully some beers and some pies on the bus on the way up.
Pies guaranteed, mate.
Just beer.
Put in your orders now.
Cooking pies.
I'd say copious amounts of alcohol.
We'll get there, of course, early to bed, obviously, once we get to Nanjing. Then up in the morning for something like a 30-over match for some sort of traffic between
I'll talk you through that too now. But anyway, I'll just say now that the Nanjing team will be known as the Nanjing Salty Ducks. And I'll be playing in this team.
And what?
Oh, big call.
So what more reason do you want to go to Nanjing than the opportunity...
To smack some leg spin.
Yeah. Well, now, I want to put this to you. I'm in the process at the moment. The NIS school that's actually playing in it have told me that their woodwork class will make a shield for us. So we've got a shield for the 30-over game.
Okay.
While I was out there checking out the field last time, I found something on the ground. It was a little cardboard backing for a pipe.
Oh,
and they had a picture of Sean Connery with a very obvious photoshopped hand in it smoking a bong. I'm hoping to get that image put onto the shield for the game. So it'll be the Connery shield.
Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
But then after this 30-over match on the Saturday afternoon, we'll start a bit of a mini sixes tournament with the... three rural teams that Katie just mentioned, and probably about three bashers teams, depending on how many people rock on up.
So what I will say is come prepared with low expectations and to get rural. No, low expectations, and it's not the facilities that we're sort of used to, but I think we'll make do with what we've got.
Right.
Bring a change of undies with you.
Bring some undies.
Possibly a couple of changes.
There's rocks in the outfield.
And state.
So get onto the website, and if you haven't done already, we've got a few signed up already, but get your interest in there. We know that there's some of you who are interested, but we need to know some numbers so that we can get the social director to actually do something and organise what he needs to do.
Lovely.
It's going to be big.
Hello?
Jimbo, it's Hammer. How are you, mate?
Hello?
Jimmy?
Yeah?
It's Hammer, mate. How are you?
What's going on, Hammer?
You are on the Bashers broadcast. I don't know if you know, but we've been sifting through a lot of Nanjing bars, finding where we think we should host our welcoming drinks on the 19th. And you've come up trumps, mate. You're taking it out, man. So what can the Bashers expect in your bar, man? Come on. You got to sell it to us.
A lot of craziness. A lot of mayhem.
Oh, Jimmy.
And a bathroom walk that you'll never forget.
Well, could you talk us through the bathroom walking?
Man, you just got to come. I can't explain it. Like, explaining it would not do justice.
Absolutely. So, the 19th, you're going to put on a good beer special for us, Jimmy?
Do what?
Beer special.
I can't hear you, man.
Beer special.
Beer.
Of course it's special. It's cold. The coldest beer in Nanjing, my friend.
Get your shirt off, Jimmy.
We'll see you on the 19th, Jimmy. Get ready.
I'll try to keep my shirt on, fellas.
Oh, you love it, ain't you?
The cricket side that you're putting together, mate, are they going to have shirts?
Yeah, the Jimmy's team. Will they be good?
Huh?
The Jimmy's team. Dylan's team.
Man, I can't hear anything you guys are saying.
Maybe you try.
All right, Jimmy.
Hang on. Let me translate. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Andy here. I'm an American.
You got American.
Okay. Finally, an American. Can't understand Kiwis too well.
The cricket team that you're going to have, are they going to go shirtless?
No, wife beaters. We'll go. Anybody that wears in a wife beater gets a free beer.
Oh,
that's going to cost you, mate.
Oh, that's
you haven't seen the Bashers on tour before, have you?
Right, what do you got coming up?
So it looks like, Bashers, you need to take a change of underwear, but you don't need to bring any cash for Jimmy.
Bring the lumberjack, old mate.
All right, Jimmy, mate, thanks for coming on the show, mate. We'll see you on the 19th.
All right.
Have some beer.
All right, thanks, Hammer. Thanks for the call.
Keep your shirt on, Jimmy.
I'll try my best. It's a rough world we live in. you guys have a good one.
You too.
All the listeners in Shanghai and rest of the world, wherever you're listening, this is Basha Hassan of North Kani Cricket Club. Wish you all the best and have a good time and enjoy the radio talk. And I hope to speak to you in future as well.
Raise a toast.
Oh, beautiful.
To our member who brought the fucking nice sausage.
Amazing.
And the chef.
The
Mexican. Jackie, well, we just lost a bit before. I want to ask you again about your injuries. Have you been rubbing your olive oil on it? Keeping it disease-free?
No. Apart from that, I like to know where my back is.
Where is your back?
I don't know where my back is.
What?
Your back?
Is
stolen?
Is that why you haven't been playing? George Capovelli will have it.
Please.
Nice. Yeah, because I was looking for it. Don't ever do that again.
Can I have a look?
Don't steal my back.
Hey, I've got a question to ask you, Jack. Am I right or am I wrong? This is Kiwi cricket size.
Wow,
kitty size?
What is that? It's kitty size. I know. Yeah, it's for kids.
But it's not the size, it's what
you're doing. No, I like it because I like to keep this as a memento.
Yeah.
Because it's a kiwi. So I like two knives.
You should bet with
very special knives. Because a lot of my left friend in China here, new friend, old friend. So I like for everybody tonight to sign the badge.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Don't use it anymore.
Oh, oh, retire.
Retire.
Retire the badge.
Are you retiring though, Jack?
No way.
Oh, I like to bring the game to it.
So, tour to Cuba, and then a tour to Palma.
Yes.
Hey, Presidente.
Mangiate. An option for the last piece of sausage.
An option, yes, okay, option.
Right.
We're auctioning a jacket with sausage.
Right, option. 50.
50.
55.
55. 60. 80. No! Oh. He's trying to steal it.
90.
Whoa.
I'm going to red mouth.
Oh, 100 red mouth.
Oh, that was it. Mine was a
red mouth.
Just trying to get it up. It's just now who's got the biggest test.
These for this really last piece of sausage, this wonderful sausage.
Oh,
look at this.
Look at the size of that. Look at the onion dripping of it. That is
plus
a good sausage.
But you get all the fat and all the oil in here.
Oh, guys.
131.
131.
131 to the Jaguar, huh?
Can I pay 10 for just a piece of it now?
Once.
Going once.
Going once.
Going twice.
Did that happen?
Oh, were you scratching your nose?
To be sure. 130 rand for a piece of sausage. There you go.
Listen here, you mongrels.
Hello.
Drino.
Yes, mate. Yes, sir.
Hello, mate. You're talking to Birchard on the Bashers broadcast here, mate.
Oh, okay. I just got out of the room, and all right, I mean, I can hear better.
Are you all right, mate? You're not on any medication. We know you just got back from the hospital.
Yeah, mate, yeah. A bit rough, but, mate, I'm okay.
All right, mate.
I'm blaming it on my little man.
All right, mate, well, so that people know who we're talking to, Peter Drinin. Is that correct? From Bundaberg in Queensland?
That's right.
Back in the day, not that long ago, you were hitting the ball a bit for Queensland in the Sheffield Shield and generally running amok around town.
And you say that not long ago, because that's 20 years ago.
Well, that's all right. Well, that's not so long. But now you're presently, tell us where you are right now.
But I'm currently based in Rotterdam, Netherlands national coach. So I've been at home now for 16, 17 months.
Yeah, with those orange fellas.
Yeah. All and right. It's a real nice place to live. It's good. Excellent.
All right, mate. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do with you tonight is we have a section in our broadcast called Steaming In from the Members' End, which is basically we throw six questions at you. We grade you based on your answer and how many runs you score. Each question represents a ball of an over. So, just to let you know what you're up against so far in the lead for this year, it's a dead heat between Danny Morrison, Bashir Hassan, and Ian Healy. All have 19 runs.
Okay.
That's what you're aiming for, all right? First delivery, pretty straightforward one just to, get you into it, loosen you up. We've got Lucy here who's going to throw one at you.
G'day, Drino. How you going, mate? It's Lucy.
All right, thanks. Keep it simple. I keep it simple. I'm an Aussie, you know what I mean? I'm just supposed to keep it simple.
No, be some chin music. Mate. Don't you worry. It's all right. Lucy's from Queensland as well, mate. It'll be pretty straightforward.
Absolutely. Drino, from one Queensland to another, mate, very simple question here. It's probably a half volley outside off. 4X or Heineken?
Oh, probably 4X, I would suggest, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Really? Tell us why.
Why, well, gee,
Coming from Queensland, I'd have to go, well, in current times, I should say Heineken, but I'll stick with the good old days and go to Forex.
Well, I think that's just pushed near the boundary, but cut off by the fielder. That's all right, but three runs there.
Your previous appointment was in Scotland, of course, so what about Glenfiddich or Bundy Rum?
Oh, goodness me. neither, but look, neither. I'm going to go to Bundy Rum, hometown, definitely.
How do we score
that? I don't think either, but let's have a Bundy Rum.
Oh, I think that was a nervous edge down to third man for two rounds.
It was.
Third question.
Second delivery. Kaysen.
Second delivery, it's Hammer here. Here's the question. Obviously, you're a good Sheffield Shield player. How do you rate your ability against the ability of the team you're coaching at the moment? What have you got in the squad, or any of them even as good as you were?
Look, there's a tremendous squad over here. So, I want to see on the fence here a bit. This squad's an excellent squad, and next week we can create an upset, and beat the English. So, look, I'm going to put these guys a little bit ahead of myself. So, I'm going to put these guys a little bit ahead of myself. You know, I'll put Dutch first on this cap. It'll be brutal next week.
That was a bit of a French cut, that one.
French cut.
That was both modest and cocky at the same time.
Hey.
Modest and cocky at the same time, I reckon. I reckon that's gone down for another two.
Yeah. All right. Third delivery.
Bruno, it's Hilsey.
Hello, mate. Hello.
I'm sorry to have done this to you, but...
it's all right, mate. It's all right. I'm hanging in there.
If the boys can get Healy on here, I reckon that the Bundy boys can hold their own as well. My question, looking at your stats today online, they look a bit soft. And I used to think you were a bit of a god lad for Queensland, but the stats don't really stack up.
My stats. I'm not a stats person.
It's a long runner.
I only played a handful of games, and it's not fair to class, me with the big ball, but 32.08, the batting stats, that's okay, nothing, bro.
Come on, Elsie, what's the question?
I watched you one day playing Sheffield Shield, the goddamn slowest innings I've ever seen. From any batsman. I don't know if that was the day you got 74, but I was there for...
Yeah, third slowest 50, first class. I was going to the third, but I ran third.
I reckon,
I should have floated down more.
I reckon that was, anywhere else, if there wasn't Shanghai umpires, that would have been called no ball.
But
it's been hit straight back at your head, Hills, and you've ducked for cover.
Yeah. And it's
four. Right. I reckon that's gone four.
Let's just say the game's moved on. Jesus.
Okay. Mate, what was the highlight playing Sheffield Shield?
Oh, mate, to be honest with you, it was that first knock, but as far as the performances go, look, we played that level. It's fantastic to play with, some real superstars, McGurson, Rackham, and Borders, and these type of guys back in the day when I was a youngster. So, playing with these lads, Heels, obviously, we were in the squad together, so him and he obviously played the majority, but just being in the squad and working with players like that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, mate, I still rate you.
Woodstock, what have you got to...
Fourth delivery.
Mate, another Queenslander here, so I've picked up a couple of the rumours, and the word was that while you're in the Queensland team, round about Bundy, thereabouts, you're a bit of a ladies' man. So,
They're vicious rumours, these ones.
lock up your daughters.
now that you've left the team and everything, and you're in Holland, we know what Holland's like, we've seen those movies, mate. Have you still got the pulling power?
Mate, look, I'm a happily married man with a young child now. But maybe back many moons ago, my strike rate was better off the park. Who knows? So, I'm not letting too much out the bag. So,
I think that's guided down to the boundaries before.
I was going to say that's just a well defended forward defensive straight dart ball.
Oh, I reckon quick single though.
Quick single.
Still got it.
You don't have to say much because I'll tell him the truth.
All right, fifth delivery.
I don't know how vast and wide this radio station goes, so I don't want mother-in-law to hear, you know?
Oops. We can read between the lines, mate.
Okay, so what have you got, mate?
All right, well, this is coming from the American, so it's pretty much a pie. Who is the funniest bastard you ever played with or against?
Oh, wow. I kind of suck. The guy who comes to mind is Ian Healy. Not because you've been mentioning, but he was a tricky guy. Any tricky, whichever way you want to word it, he was coming behind the stumps, and I thought he was a very funny guy. And used to do those different bowling actions as well. And he gave me a long stroke from other couple, but he comes to mind definitely.
Did you ever get a chance to face up to him in the nets bowling?
We used to have some fun back in those days. Things are a little different now, perhaps, at training. Back in there, I remember running in and bowling to Greg Ritchie, and I put the helmet on, and ran in, steamed in, and he backed me so hard. He said to me, "You'd never ever bowl in this net again, otherwise I'll kill you." So, it was a lot of fun back in those days.
Lovely. I love that cat.
All right, so final delivery. It's up to me, I guess. A bit of rubbish here, basically. We've just recently here in the Bashers taken on our first player of Scottish descent. Now, we know you have a somewhat checkered past with the Scots. So do you have any advice for us on how to handle the player we call the pusher?
The Scots are great people, really, really lovely people. Mm. Some of the best supporters in the world. I don't know what advice to give the Scots. I'm married one, so I think they're beautiful people.
There is a lot of footwork in
there. Not a lot of footwork there.
No, I've actually ducked that one. I've ducked it, well, that's true.
I would tell you what, that is the most ferocious over from steaming in from the members' end there's ever been. So I think that you're even still standing there as a testament to you.
Yeah.
You know that I can't hit him off the chair, so.
I think you blocked that last one, but well done for surviving that over, because that was a bit rough. What did he finish up with off the over?
15. But a very, very hard fought 15.
I think you're very generous. I think you're very generous. Very kind.
There are a couple of dots that he happened to nick through slips.
Yeah. Well, look, mate. You're off to the 2020 World Cup.
Very excited about it.
Apart from the fact that it's in England, good times ahead, I guess.
I'll play in England at Lord's, home of cricket against the old enemy. It's going to be something pretty special for the Lords at Lords.
As the Scottish, are you?
What's that?
You're not drawn in the same group as the Scottish?
No, I don't know who they've got, to be perfectly honest. They're playing at the Oval. We've got Pakistan and England, so we're happy with that, and we're obviously delighted to be playing at Lords.
Lovely. How are you feeling about it? You reckon you'll go all right?
Look, with Dirk Nares, I don't know where we know Dirk left arm. You watched play for the Daredevils in the IPL and plays for the Victoria in Australia. He's playing for that bowler as our bowling attack, and we've got a few first classes, so we've got a pretty solid side.
Well done, Bruno.
Bruno, before you go, you've now qualified two low countries as it comes to world cricket for World Cups. Are there any other coaches
No, I've been fortunate. Every qualifying tournament I've gone on to as a coach, whether it be a T20 or a World Cup, I've actually managed to qualify. So that's a nice thing. It's probably down to the players, not me. The players do the work, but we're up to the World Cup in 2011 now after 5 weeks in South Africa just gone. So that's a great achievement, and we've got another qualifier at the end of this year for the West Indies next year. T20 again, so yeah, lots to look forward to.
Well, we went around our panel earlier this evening and asked, you know, for some predictions. Who do you reckon's going to come out on top of the 2020 World Cup
if you don't win it?
Yeah.
I do. Look, it's a tough one because look, if we win, bloody hell, I'll go for president. But it'll be hit and miss. They'll be hitting this because, you know, the Aussies are setting up for the Ashes, you know, but then really get stuck in the T20, in the same. Sri Lanka, you know, dark horses, could be anyone. And so I think just as long as the weather holds doing, it'll be a fantastic tournament.
All right, mate. Well, perhaps sometime in the next few weeks we'll give you another call and you can give us some inside oil on what's going on over there.
Anytime, mate. Anytime. Very welcome.
All right, mate. Well, it's been great having a chat with you.
Thanks, mate.
Good luck.
Queenslander.
All
right. Good luck, guys. Take care, right?
Cheers, mate.
You too.
Okay, every week we finish with a little bit of a limerick. This one, this week, is going to be about our fine host, the Jaguar. What's new? What's it happening? And it starts like this. There once was a basher called Alexandro who nipped down to Tongren to look for a manhole. He struggled with that, so he olive oiled his bat. But no matter what he done, still would not grow.
Lemon chicken.
The food tonight has been so good.
Hey, turn the TV on. Five, turn it on. Get a fiver on.
Bola,
Bashes.
Their own sweat. A Bashir Khaled Alessandro. Sniped down to Tongren to look for a man. What's that? He struggled with that, so olive oil. As bad, good, but no matter what, it's still old for them.
Bravo! This is Peter Drennan, International Coach, and you're listening to Coach's Radio Broadcast.